Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And away we go. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show goes now, ladies and gentlemen.
Three, like the number of times that we've won the South Carolina Broadcasters Association award for best sports show in the state of South Carolina. That's three.
Three time. Going for four. Told the big boss downstairs yesterday. I'm like, we want four. And he looked at me, gave me like the side eye. He's like, well, I want you to get four. And I'm like, we want it for different reasons. He said, what do you mean? I said, you want it for four because then you get to say we're the home of the four-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year Award. And that's great. We want the fourth one so that we can say we are the four-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year Award winners.
Whoa!
And he said, oh. And that's good enough for me. The recognition.
Would he have recognized the fact that we want to go five-time?
Now, that's a little deeper
okay.
in the fandom rabbit hole.
Okay.
But the woo gets it forever. Everybody knows woo. Woo. That's it. Coming up in this hour of the show here in about 39 minutes from right now, the great Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is going to join us. We will talk to Rashad and set up this weekend's week one contest, 1 p.m. on Saturday. The Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, live from the New Orleans Superdome in the Bayou, the Big Easy, to Crescent City, hosting the Panthers this weekend. Bryce Young and Derek Carr, just a couple of future Hall of Famers getting together and going quarterback
duel. You guys really talk stuff to each other? I mean, can you?
Oh, hell yeah.
With how bad both teams have been the last couple of years?
Yeah, dude. How bad? I know you're a Chiefs fan. You don't know anything. They've been a bad team.
Wow.
But some of
I'm going to meet a guy who talks like that someday.
That's what you sound like in my head when you say stuff like that.
I probably sound like that no matter what I say.
When you say stuff like that.
See, when I hear your voice, I think award winner. But, you know, I'm just a with and an and.
I mean, I hear award winner, too. I just hear an award winner that's also like, my team's really good. We haven't been bad since you were born, sucker.
I just want to point
out,
I also pull for the Panthers, and I hope they whip that New Orleans booty just so I can come in Monday and laugh. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in that game. I can't wait to hear what Rashad has to say, though.
We will talk about that coming up at 8:40 this morning. Then at 9 a.m., at least one of the fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast will join us here on the show. I know for a fact John Epps will be here. I do not know about Kevin or Jarrell yet.
Was there another concert last night that Kevin, you know, was at late?
Maybe, you know,
perhaps a NFL party or something?
You know, all you got.
Must be nice to not work on Friday.
Is a three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year award-winning show that wants to give you time to come on and talk football, to put on display to the world your knowledge of the local high school football scene, and Kev can't be bothered to get out of bed for it. I got to tell you, disrespectful.
Shout out to John for wearing the hat last week.
Shout out.
And hopefully we get another Jarrell sighting before the year's over, because that's always a pleasure.
It is.
For sure.
Love Jarrell. But we'll find out. At least John will be here. We'll see if anybody else is going to join. Coming up this morning at 9 a.m., we'll run you through the high school football week dose slate, give you some of the bigger games and players to watch for in high school football. That'll be at 9 o'clock. 9:20, Lonzo and I will go up and down the NFL schedule from week one and make our picks, predictions, projections, and prognostications. All of that coming up later in the show. Couple of texts that we have gotten so far. Texter said, man, I'm pulling for App State, but I think it's going to be like the NC State game last week. They have a chance, but Clemson pulls it out in the second half. I'm going to tell you right now, I think Clemson fans are going to be diamond-making clenched at halftime, if you know what I'm saying. All right? If you know that expression, you know what I'm talking about. I think Clemson fans are going to be clenched up tight by halftime. It is going to have to be a game where you separate yourself with better athletes in conditioning in the second half. But it is also going to be a game that I'm going to need to see adjustments being made. It is going to be a game that I am going to need to see the Clemson offense recognizing what defenses App State is showing and adjusting to them. And I don't think that is an option. I think that is a mandate, frankly. I don't think you can get away from this game if you are not actively tinkering with your offense during the course of the game. If you're just letting them do their thing and you don't respond to it, don't be shocked if Appalachian State ends up having a little something-something for you, all right? Now, I'll say this. This game don't kick off until 8 o'clock at night, and it's in Death Valley. Yeah, no. Appalachian State is a team that you should be able to influence the game for an 8 p.m. kick. You should be able to influence the game with your crowd. That Death Valley has to be rocking on Saturday night. Will it be? I'd like to think so. That you're 0-1, but the one is to the one, Georgia. All right, you want to get back on the horse? Yeah, fill this place out. Now I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. What I'm not going to do is start Macho Man dropping elbows on crowd sizes. All right, I get it. There's a million variables that go into that. That's not my style. It's not my thing. All right, what I am going to say is, it'll help. It'll help if that place is 70,000 strong. It'll help if it's full throat. It'll help if the boys take to the field with the tiger paw on the helmet and look up and see a raucous fan base that still believes, hey, yeah, you dropped one to number one, but we're still them. But that's a factor. That ain't a primary factor. It's a secondary
factor.
There's
no way that stadium is not full Saturday.
I'd like to think so.
It's a first home game. They're going to be there. There's probably some people tailgating already.
I hope so. I hope that place is packed to the gills and just max volume. We'll see. But that's not – they could play that game in front of an empty stadium. This game, to me, is an opportunity for Clemson. It's an opportunity to kind of get right a little bit. Because you say what you want about what happened last week against Georgia. You can say what you want about your expectations moving forward. But let's call it what it is. This is a game against a group of five team, a Sun Belt team that just in terms of talent, you should be able to win. Just in terms of talent. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Clemson's off next week. Then they got NC State. Now, NC State did not look the way that I expected NC State to look in week one. This is, in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, this is on paper, and I know we're kind of hanging on that quite a bit right now. On paper, this is the best NC State team that Dave Doran has put together during his time in Raleigh. This is on paper the best team we've seen. But it took them a little while to get rolling against the Western Carolina Catamounts. Catamounts? Yeah, Catamounts, right? They're the Catamounts. Or they're the Wildcats. No, they're the Catamounts. I was right. Why am I questioning myself? I'm good at this.
Hey, good job.
The North Carolina Wolfpack, North Carolina State Wolfpack, my bad. They're in Charlotte on Saturday against Tennessee. Y'all, I warned you preseason. The Volunteers ain't no joke. Believe the hype, Bull.
I don't. I'm not buying it. I'm not.
Okay.
I've been here half my life. I've heard about Tennessee being back half my life. They ain't been back.
There are right now.
Who's been back more times?
The U.
Tennessee or
the
Miami?
U.
Really?
Because
I'm
the
thinking
U's been back. The U's been back since 1995. They ain't won a damn thing.
I think it's been Tennessee. Well, this year, but they look really good. They're really good. Okay.
The difference is this year they do. Number one. The difference is this year. Number two. There are right now.
By the way, Miami looks really good too.
Miami does look really good, and I was about to say, there are two Heisman candidates right now. One of them plays quarterback at the U. The other plays quarterback at Tennessee. Those are your two Heisman frontrunners as of today.
Shedeur Sanders is going to win the Heisman.
No, he's not, because that team's going 3-9. You're not winning a Heisman on a 3-19.
You can.
You want to boo box bets this thing? I'll bet you Shedeur Sanders ain't in New York for the ceremony.
Well, we don't do that anymore. And no, I don't want to do that. But I hope it happens just because it makes you angry.
Because it would be stupid as hell.
Would it? Did you watch him play last week?
No, Lonzo. I skipped Colorado's opening game, the first game of the college football season. Yeah, I definitely didn't watch that.
Okay, that's your normal voice, by the way.
Yeah, sometimes it is. You're not wrong.
He looked pretty good. I'm just saying.
He looked very good.
Yeah, and I know you can say competition and everything. We'll see.
Mm-hmm,
we'll
mm-hmm,
see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's see what the Black Shirts do this weekend. We'll see what that Nebraska defense does this weekend. Then we'll check back in. And also, by the way, we'll see what that Nebraska does.
You're trusting in Matt Rhule to handle things.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have already told you.
All right.
Speaking of teams that are back, so are the Huskers. That team's good this year.
What
Dylan Raiola's a stud.
What league do they play in?
That would be yours, I believe, correct? I didn't say they're going to win the Big Ten.
Okay. All right.
I said they're going to be good.
All right.
You can be good. Only one team can win the Big Ten. Texas says Cam Newton says Colorado has a realistic chance to win a national title. UNC Chris, I'm not going to do this because I like Cam Newton a lot. I really do. Like when the Panther fans were unnecessarily giving Cam Newton hell, when you guys were trying to run about out of town and we all saw it, you may deny all you wish, but we all saw it. I'm a big Cam Newton guy. I like him a lot. I'd love to have Cam on the show. I'm going to assume that Cam Newton was... excuse me, I don't know where that came from. Enjoying himself when he made that prediction. All right,
man, that was like strong wind. I felt it over here. Don't do that towards me. You're breaking some kind of rule.
I mean, it was a dramatic reenactment. All right, but that's that. I will say this about this Clemson.
You got me
State
over here
game.
Dealing with contact.
I will say this about both the. Both the Clemson-Appy State game and the South Carolina-Kentucky game, although both teams are on opposite ends of this thing, right? South Carolina is a dog, a minor dog, but a dog in this game. Clemson is a 17-point favorite. This game, to me, is about strengths and weaknesses, and it's about covering up the weaknesses and playing to the strengths and not much else. That's all I'm looking for out of both of these teams, because in my opinion, both of these teams have a reason to do something here. South Carolina's a 9-point dog. They are plus 280 on the money line if you believe they can go to Lexington and get the win. I have already told you, if they don't win this game, you ain't going bowling. If you don't win this game, you will not do better than five and seven this year. And if you don't win this game, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think you're getting to 5-7. If you don't win this game, I think Carolina's finishing the season 4-8. And I can make an argument if you don't win this game, I could see a 3-9 season down the pipe. Because you got Akron, you got Wofford, and those right now today, those are the only two wins I'd say are guaranteed.
Oh, you're talking about Clemson.
No, I'm bouncing back and forth.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the reason I bring that up is because to me, this is a play to your strengths and you give yourself a chance game. And I feel, when I say give yourself a chance, for Carolina, I mean win this game. For Clemson, I mean cover. Yes, I am using.
And also win this game.
We'll win the game, but I'm talking about the cover. Because this is one of those times, there's an old expression, you've heard it many times if you've been listening to sports talk anything for any length of time. Good teams win, great teams cover. That's the expression. Good teams win, great teams cover. You guys have covered the spread. Lonzo, the Kansas City Chiefs, 7 of your last 7 games you covered the spread, including last night. Great teams cover. Covers the expectation. That number, that cover number, that spread, that's the expectation. And the reason I trust it as a solid expectation is because it's not just coming from one party. It is coming from a bunch of computers in Vegas that can look through every result of every snap of every football play of every football game in the history of the sport and do so at lightning speed. It's also made up of guys who have those numbers, have that software, have that data, and then can add in the human variables that a computer can't figure out. And then it's made up of the fans. And again, it is one thing for a fan to go, I expect X. It's another thing for a fan to say, I've put my own money on X, right? This is part of the reason I even though we can't sports gamble in South Carolina, I got to take a 30-minute drive up the road to North Carolina to do it, all right? Can't do it in South Carolina. I drive up the road to the border to go do it. The reason I always bring gambling into the equation, even though you can't do it here, is because it is about the expectations. It's about the expectations. Derrick Henry's rushing yardage last night, 55 yards. He did not meet the expectation. I put that on John Harbaugh, but I also put it on Derrick Henry. 17 points you are favored by, Clemson. That's my expectation of you to get the dub, is to cover that up. How do you cover it up? You cannot turn the ball over. Can't do it. You must be at the worst 0, even, level in the turnover department. If there is a plus number next to Appy State's turnovers, this game's going to get dicey for you. I'm not talking about 2 or 3. I'm saying 1. If there is a turnover, if Clemson is -1 in the turnover department, this game's dicey. If you are -2, it's going to be a last possession game. If you're -3, you'll lose this game. That is a statement I'm comfortable writing. -1, close game. -2, you are sweating to the last possession. -3, you're losing. Because Appalachian State's not bad. So these two teams, to me, this is about meeting expectations this weekend. And you meet expectations this weekend by playing to the strength. I've told you what I think they are for both teams. For South Carolina, it's play excellent, leaning on the defensive line to take away Kentucky's run game entirely and force Brock to get it done. On the offensive side, it's moving the pocket. It's keeping Lenora Sellers moving horizontally left and right. Keep the second level of Kentucky's defense from attacking. Do those two things, you got a chance. For Clemson, it's own the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. It is throw it a little bit, but not force it. No turnovers, no easy picks to a very good, very athletic defensive backfield. On the defensive side of the ball, pin the ears back and kill. That's it. Pin the ears back of your D linemen, send everybody, and do not let them get in a rhythm. You do those things, you'll cover the 17. All right, when we come back here in just a minute, some of the biggest NFL storylines of the weekend and of the season as we get set for NFL Week 1. Then Rashad Beard at 8:40 to talk Panther football. John Epps and Question Mark at 9 o'clock to talk high school ball. And then whatever the hell y'all want for the rest of the show on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know what? I was going to talk NFL storylines here, and I'm still going to get to those down the line. Because NFL season starts this weekend, but I'm going to react to this instead, because it's my show and I want to. I don't pull that card often, all right? I try not to. I say all the time, and I mean it when I say it, it's our show, all right? It's my show, it's Lonzo's show, and it's you, the Armada, it's your show. It is our show. I put, when I game play in the show, I absolutely put, take into consideration what you guys are texting about, tweeting about, calling about. You know, if you text the show, as you and Chris, UNC Chris has done multiple times today, as Steve did earlier in the show, you text the show, it's going to get talked about, all right? Maybe not in that moment, but I'm going to bring this one up because I want to, and I'm a selfish butthole, all right? It is what it is. Yesterday, great one, you may remember, or you may not, I don't know, I'm not you. But you may remember yesterday.
If you were, you'd be so pretty.
It's true. I had a bit of an issue because I said, hey, look, If you are one of the people that are upset about college football changing, you shouldn't be mad about the portal and you shouldn't be mad about NIL. You should be mad at the ways that those things are impacting the traditions. That's what college football is about. It's about the traditions. It's about the pageantry. It's about the pride, right? Those things, just because players can come and go as they wish, and just because players can now legally make the scratch that they were already always making, college football is still, at its core, at its heart, the reason that, as much as everybody's going to say, oh, it's dying, it's not the same, it's not good, you're all still watching. And the ratings prove that. All the ratings from week one are better than they were week one last year. I'm going to go ahead and make the prediction now. Let me go out on the thin branch. All the ratings in week two will be better than they were week two last year. Okay? You're still watching. And that is because, deep down, while you may not like that players can come and go to the schools they wish to play for whatever reason they wish to or not to play for them, while you might be upset that players can earn money now, although, spoiler alert, they always have. Now we just don't ban them from the game if they get caught.
Handshakes just don't happen anymore now, right?
Yeah, but they used to happen all the time.
What I'm saying is that's just to cut down on handshakes because now you don't have to do that.
Yeah, and on top of that, now every school can do it, not only the couple at the top, all right? So you shouldn't be upset about those things. Those aren't the things to get mad about. What you get mad, you should get upset about is the places that traditions are changing in response. And I can't give you a long list of examples now. I can tell you down the line, it will. I think down the line, you will start seeing, here's one of them. While I understand and they have the right to do it, here's one of them. I promise you within the next 3 years, you are going to see a massive influx, great one, in the number of corporate logos on team uniforms. Okay? There will be a day, because they can't afford not to, there will be a day when those clean, crisp, classic, all-white Penn State unis have a big old red or blue or purple or yellow patch on the shoulder that breaks them up. It's inevitable. There will be a point where one day...
Do you really
think
it'll go against the color scheme, though?
Yes.
I don't know if...
What do you mean? Every team's doing that. The Braves have a big-ass yellow quick-crete patch on their sleeves. Yes, they absolutely will. And it doesn't matter what... The Braves can be wearing their Sunday reds, their home whites, their road grays. They have a big-ass yellow patch
that's
on the arm.
That's tacky.
Yes, it is. I totally agree. And not only do they, but if you go to Truist Park in the ATL and you buy an authentic jersey, Zoe, you're wearing that yellow patch, whether you like it or not. I hope you're a big Quikrete guy because you're rocking that logo, bud.
I'm a fan of Quikrete. I mean,
I've used it.
You don't want to do it the long way. I mean,
that's true.
You want Quikrete.
That's true. But the point here is, yes.
By the way, Quikrete, if you would like to sponsor the 3-time, winner of the South Carolina Broadcasters Association,
we'll wear yellow every day.
We'll do that.
Well, yeah. Listen, you put zeros on a paycheck. I'll wear whatever you want. All right. But here's the thing. Think about it. What happens down the line when here come the Penn State Nittany Lions for tonight's whiteout game against the Michigan Wolverines, and out they come with the white hats and the white shirts and the white pants and the blue numbers and a big yellow Buc-ee's logo on the shoulder. All right. Now, is that the end of the world? No. Is that going to change the game of football? No. But that's one of those things. I'm not a Penn State guy. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm an anti-Penn State guy. I actively don't like them because of how hard, sorry if this is you, their fans have been fighting to keep alive the memory of a man whose memory should not be kept alive in Joe Paterno. Sorry, is what it is. All right. So, all that being said, that's what you should be upset about. Here's one for you. Remember yesterday I talked about the fact that I picked out in that game, great one, Florida State v. Boston College. It was real weird because Boston College kept finding themselves in third down scenarios. And as somebody who used to cover that team extensively and has been to Doak Campbell Stadium for a number of games, it used to be that when that stadium was sold out and rocking, when a team would get on third down, and that war chant fired up, and 70,000 strong started dropping the war chant on you. You might hate it because you're outside of the tribe, as they say down in Tallahassee. But you got it. It's one of those things that even though I hate it, you got to respect it. It gets loud.
You mean like that really loud chant last night at the Kansas City game?
Yeah, the one that they all took from Florida State. That's the one.
I just believe that's it's all. Who cares?
So for the record, so did the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
But the point is,
I don't know who did that originally. Actually,
Florida State.
Are you sure?
Actually, I'll take you one step further. The answer is Choctachi High School in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, where Ann and Bobby Bowden attended a game because one of their family members was playing on that team. Bobby Bowden loved it, took it back to Tallahassee, Florida State, started it very early in the Bobby Bowden tenure. It was carried from there to the Atlanta Braves by Deion Sanders. Remember, he went from FSU wearing number two to number two for the Atlanta Braves. He brought the chop with him. That's when Atlanta started. I actually don't know when you guys picked it up, but I do know it was after Florida State.
What high school did you go to?
Choctachi High School.
It's amazing. What a coincidence.
I've talked to Bobby Bowden about it before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. His daughter is best friends with my mom down in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
So, like, I got it from him. That's horse's mouth, bud. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Point is here. On third down in this game between Boston College and Florida State, all of a sudden, it's third and long. Where's Warchan? Wasn't playing. Well, here's what happened. A statement put out by the Marching Chiefs, that's the band down there in Tallahassee, Florida. The Marching Chiefs in the athletic department. This is a statement I'm reading verbatim. The Marching Chiefs in the athletic department have enjoyed a relationship of mutual respect for decades. We regularly meet with our colleagues in athletics to discuss all aspects of the game day experience. Our mutual goal, as it always has been, is to help the team on the field and provide the best environment in college football for the fans. This continues to this day. The Marching Chiefs agreed in 2023 with the football team's request to introduce new music during third down. We believe this was a reasonable request. We take pride in our role in the game day experience, one that Seminole fans have come to expect. We will continue to work in partnership with the athletics to find ways to improve the game day experience. We encourage everyone to continue to support Coach Norvell and the football team. Go Noles. That is signed by the director of the bands, the director of the athletic bands, and the assistant director of athletic bands. Long story short, and this is also something I got from the horse's mouth from a friend of mine who works at the Tallahassee Democrat. The football team basically said, we don't want the war chant on third down. We want DJ music. We want hip-hop music. We want upbeat. We want tempo, yada, yada, yada. They took it to the band, and they said, no more war chant on third down. We play crappy techno now. And that's what happened. And that's what happened. So, I got a big problem with that. I damn sure got a big problem when the football team makes that request and then they go 0-2 against Georgia Tech and Boston College to start the season. I blame it on the football team. This is karma biting you in the ass, Norvell.
Well, as bad as this team is, wouldn't you just want that to be associated with them and then next year the team gets
bring
better and they bring it back?
Bring it back.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to tell you, if I'm the band right now, I'm going right back to it this weekend. We're going right back to it. I don't care if I'm playing the war chant over the DJ. I don't care if I got a mix of and you're getting the chant on third down. I'll tell you what, football team, why don't you make a third down stop? Then we'll do what you want on third down. Because what you done did ain't work. It ain't work. Rashad Beard up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. That is a soundbite recorded by Lonzo of me talking about the New Orleans Saints. We stink. We stink. We're going to stink. We're going to stink. I don't know what to tell you. Bet the under win total. All right. I'm not kidding. Don't be shocked if Carolina wins this week. It sucks. I feel the way that I'm sure Rashad Beard's felt like the last 3 years watching the Panthers. Now it's all the jokes I've had. All right. All the bleep talk I've done to Rashad's face at BOA. It's all coming back to bite me in the ass this year. Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joins us ordinarily on Thursdays at this time. But my man was out in the field doing secret agent stuff yesterday. So he makes the move to today. What's up, big fella?
What's going on, guys? Man, football is back. What a great game last night. I'm excited. Let's talk.
You'll notice, Rashad, that over the past three seasons we've been doing this, ordinarily, Saints-Panthers weekend, your boy rolls up here in the all black with the Florida Lee on the chest and on the hat bill and all that. Bro, I couldn't bring myself to do it today. We are going to stink.
Wow. I mean, I'm surprised. And you know what? It's because I did a preview with another Saints fan, Saints podcaster. The energy was the same, right? You guys are it's not the same, hey, we're gonna kill you guys type thing. No. You guys are really kind of standoffish, a little cautious about talking stuff.
Look,
and so
how can you not rock your colors? I'm just
because we rock your colors, man. Suck, and it's our fault. You know, there's a difference between you did your best and you failed. Man, like everybody's heard it, right? It's okay to fail if you genuinely can walk away from the effort going, I did my best. We didn't. We kept Dennis Allen, for God's sakes. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, you got some issues. I mean, some of the cap stuff, the cap manipulation stuff, you get credit for when it's going well.
Sure.
You're able to put together a team, but then that oftentimes comes to get you back as well. So again, I'm not one to say, hey, we're just gonna win this game. I still got things I need to see before I'm, you know, all in, of course. But I feel good about where the Panthers are. And even if we don't win, I think it's going to be a really, really close game. But we can talk about it. Let's break it down.
Let's break it down. Let's talk a little bit about it. Let's start with this. BY named the only offensive captain for the year this year. I saw an interview yesterday where he got asked, hey, are you tired of hearing about last year? And, you know, I'll tell you this, BY, phenomenal when it comes to the interviews, right? Like, he's always level-headed. He's always clear. He said, look, at the end of the day, it's part of it, right? Like, that's part of whatever happens. That's part of it for me. He's got his weapons, or at least better weapons than we had last year going into this. He's got his quarterback his coach, who is the QB whisperer. Legit, straight up, what do you need to see out of BY this weekend to feel good about keeping him there?
Yeah, I think Bryce just needs to be himself. And Canales, that's the big talk of the offseason, is to build this offense to where Bryce can cook. Like, we've seen Bryce do well in creating, right, off-platform, out of the offense, out of the structure of the offense. That's Bryce. If you go back to look at his Alabama film, that's what he did. And so I think you're going to get back to that. Bryce is going to be more comfortable in the offense. I think it's going to be put on his shoulder a little bit, because I think we'll have a hard time running the football against the Saints. We could talk about how bad the Saints are, but defensively, they're going to be good. And so I think it's going to be a good challenge to see how our offense stacks up. You know what I mean? So I think Bryce is going to be fine. Like you said, the weapons are there. The protection is there. And Bryce, he doesn't have to do too much. That's the thing. I don't want to see Bryce try to overcompensate and do too much. Just be yourself, play within the confines of the offense, and let's see what happens.
Talk to me about the run game a little bit. We saw Miles Sanders got banged up, finger injury in, what, the second to last practice before this game. But we also know Chuba Hubbard, RB1, or at least expected to be coming into this. Do we have an update on Miles Sanders' injury? Is he going to be available? And what is the balance and cohesion between the run game and the pass game in week one?
Yeah, I think the Panthers want to run the football. Like I said, I think it's going to be tough against that Saints defense. But I think as far as Miles, I don't know what his status is, injury status is. I have no idea. I know Chuba's RB1, so even if he was healthy, it would be a combination of the two backs. But if he's not going to play, I do believe in Raheem Blackshear. We have Dylan Johnson also that was just recently signed to the practice squad, who's done pretty well here. So if Miles Sanders can't go, I fully expect that rotation to still happen with Dylan Johnson getting promoted or Raheem Blackshear getting some reps at running back. So I think we're definitely going to be running the football. We're going to try to run the football. If we can run the football successfully, the Saints are really in trouble. But if not, I think Bryce is going to take a little bit on the shoulders and try to win throwing the football. So we'll see. We'll see.
If there is a strength to the Saints, it is likely to the defensive line. It's getting aged. Chase Young, Cam Jordan, older guys, but they still got some dog in them a little bit. To me, a huge chunk of this game is going to be on the outside tackles, keeping Bryce Young's pocket clean, keeping him upright, keeping him clean. Can they?
I hope so. I don't know if they can. I have not seen the entire unit play together, right? Damian Lewis, even during the preseason where we played our starters, did not play against the Bills. So we haven't seen it. And it's really tough for me to say what I want to see, because I know what I want. I don't know if I'm going to get that. And I don't know if they're going to be able to protect Bryce to his fullest extent. But we have invested a lot of money into that offensive line, and the hope is that it pays off and we get Bryce Young protected. A couple of pressures here and there are okay, but we don't want Bryce Young getting killed like he was last year. We need to protect him, keep him upright, allow him to process through that, through his progressions, and get the football to where it needs to go. So I hope that happens, and we'll see if it does.
All right, I want to craft a thought slash question off one of the comments in the chat. Double O Kane said, with competent coaching, which we have now, I believe Bryce has the type of year CJ had last year. Shrug emoji, hashtag book it. Rashad, I'm going to say a thing, then I want your thoughts on it. I need Carolina Panther fans to be cautious, man, because I don't think they understand the situation in Houston last year, dramatically different than the situation in Carolina last year. I'm not saying you can't expect, maybe demand a better season, but asking to put him into the category of the season that CJ Stroud had last year is a recipe for disappointment. Super pleasantly surprised if he does, but I think if you're banking on that to happen, it might be a longer season than it needs to be for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not one. I don't subscribe to that Bryce having a CJ year, but I think he'll be way better than he was last year. But CJ had an amazing year, and I don't want to have to compare these two guys for the rest of their careers, even though it is going to happen because they were in the same draft class. And I understand that. But, you know, Bryce is his own guy, and I do think you're seeing a level of confidence in Bryce Young that you have not seen last year. He was not like this. Even if you watch the game, I know it's against, you know, second and third team defense or whatever against the Bills, but he just seems to have a different level of command, and he trusts the guys. I think that's the biggest thing. He trusts his receivers. He trusts Adam Thielen. He trusts Deontay Johnson. Has weapons. And so I think Bryce is going to be better, but to say he's going to have a CJ Stroud type year is a bit much for me.
I would agree. Let's talk about the other side of the ball defensively. Obviously, going up against future first ballot Hall of Famer Derek Carr and his New Orleans Saints. Listen, as a Saints guy, and I'm curious as to see kind of where I cross over with your interview the other day, which you guys can find on the Panther podcast, Panther Nation podcast YouTube channel. It's phenomenal. I watched about 30 minutes of it. Really enjoyed it. Look, dude, I think Alvin Kamara hit the expiration date. I hate it because that guy, I mean, it came quick, bro. Like, spoiled milk. He was just there, and then he suddenly wasn't. And for whatever reason, I think Dennis Miller, like, I assume Kendre Miller must have, like, slept with DA's mom or something, because as much hype as there was around that guy, he can't get on the field. You lose Mike Thomas. You still got Olave, and Olave's a dude. All right, take the over on the passing yards. That's a guy. Man, the team just doesn't have the weapons that it's had in years gone by. Is this a pin the ears back and attack kind of game for Evro's defense?
I don't know, Rob. Listen, man, we have a question mark out opposite of Jadeveon Clowney. We don't know who the other pat. We know, but we don't know if DJ Johnson can get it done, right? DJ Johnson's a guy we drafted last year. The expectations were high since we spent a third round pick on him, and it has not translated yet. But he does have a clear opportunity against a broken and battered Saints offensive line to get it done. And so we need him to step up opposite of Jadeveon Clowney to pin his ears back and get the job done, put some pressure on Derek Carr. I don't think that, you know, the Saints offense has expired by any means. I think, you know, they got a new offensive coordinator. The offense is going to look a little different. Shahid, I like a lot. Olave is very solid. Like, I'm not sleeping on this offense, but I will say this is a great opportunity for us to get some momentum going with our defense. I know that I trust Evero. I trust his scheming. He's a bend but don't break type of guy. We're going to give up some yards, but hopefully we don't give up too many points. And hopefully that ultimately wins us the game. And if we can force a couple of turnovers and win that turnover battle, I really think the Saints are going to be in trouble.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one a bunch on Monday. Fill in the blank here. We got about a minute left with Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. Fill in the blank. The Carolina Panthers open the season 1-0 with a victory on the road over the New Orleans Saints if blank.
Bryce is protected. If Bryce is protected and we're not giving up 15 plus pressures and 5+, 3+ sacks, I think we can get it done. This offense is Canales knows how to go against this defense. Like, he schemed. It's not like he's new to the division. He knows the Saints defense. He's prepped against. He's done well. Had some success against it last year with the Bucks. So he knows what he's doing. And so all we need is Bryce to get protected. If we can protect Bryce, we can win this game.
You got, let's see, Scott in the chat saying Panthers beating the Saints 100%. Rashad, all I'm going to say is you better bring that same energy with your chest next week, Scott, if they don't, baby.
Yeah, for me, I'm not on that train. I think the Saints can still win this game, but I think it'll be a close one. I do think the Panthers edge it out, but I think it'll be a close one.
Look, I'll tell you this. I just went up and looked up the odds. Saints minus four, you get three for being at the house. That means Vegas thinks the Saints are a point better than Carolina. And I'll tell you, if I'm Carolina, I feel good about that. Because, look, I think this team's stepping backwards. But I want to point out, that's from a team that, like, last year I expected 10-7 from last year. I think you're looking at a seven-win season for New Orleans this year. If Carolina is a point less than a team that won seven or is expected to win seven, that's a step up for you guys. And for me, this season's about trajectory, Rashad Beard, not the number at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think we'll surprise a couple people during the season. Again, this is not the same Carolina Panthers as last year. Different energy around here, and I think we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it done.
Rashad Beard, next Thursday, somebody's gonna be up in here talking a whole bunch of smack, big fella. I hope it's me, but we'll find out.
I hope it's me, man. Keep pounding, Panthers. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
My guy, Rashad Beard. Follow them on X at Panther Nation PC. More importantly, go to the YouTube channel, Panther Nation Podcast. Make sure you are liked up. Turn on that bell so you don't miss everything y'all doing live. Y'all going to be live on Sunday, post-pre, whatever?
We're going to do a live reaction during the game. We'll be on a little bit after. But, yeah, man, tune in to Panther Nation Podcast. We're going to be live streaming during the game.
All right. I'm going to come by and check it out if we're winning and no other reason.
Yeah, don't come if you're losing, because I'm going to be talking all kind of junk.
That's fair. Me too. Rashad Beard, Panther Nation Podcast. See you next Thursday, big dog. Have a good weekend. Enjoy week one.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation Podcast. Lonzo from the Rob Brown Show.
Wow. Great transition. The Atlanta Braves failed to sweep the Rockies, dropping the third game of the series last night, 3-1. Ronaldo Lopez was tagged with his fifth loss on the season, despite giving up just two runs while striking out 11 through six innings. Atlanta falls to 8 games behind Philadelphia in the division and are now tied for the Mets for the final wild card spot. Difference between a win and a loss was the length of a toe for the Baltimore Ravens, who were knocked off in the first NFL game of the 2024 season. Rob wrote that. They weren't knocked off. They weren't expected to win. By the Kansas City Chiefs, 27-20. Lamar Jackson threw for 273 yards and a touchdown and ran for 122 yards and still lost, but missed two open wide receivers in the end zone, which is why they lost on the game's final drive. Tune in tomorrow at 4:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Charleston Southern Buccaneers. It's Furman versus Charleston Southern, also known as Southern, right here on the home of the Paladins football, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.